What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're back, and I'm being a good teammate while Joe chews so he doesn't talk to you with a mouthful of whatever. I've decided to start this segment. Are you ready?
The sandwiches are in.
Oh, the Tim's Corner Market sandwiches today, Bob.
Tim's Corner Market. Increnculent.
Increnculent.
Absolutely.
That's a trifecta of increnculent.
Now, what were you laughing at back there, Limits? I noticed you guffawing back there by yourself. What happened?
He entertains himself very nicely.
Really
I
does.
Noticed that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes there are things that I see on social media that I find absolutely hilarious. And I was actually scrolling through and seeing what I said in the headline. Daniel Jones is the starting quarterback for the New York Giants, where the backup is Anthony Richardson. And just listening to just
you
saying
mean the
that,
Colts.
What did I say? The Giants?
Yeah.
Yeah. To the Colts, Daniel Jones is their starter. That they should only win like three games. Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson is your quarterback battle?
Well, it says a lot that Daniel Jones won the battle. You know, Richardson was highly picked, thought that he was going to be the guy. Again, that goes to show you about the mistakes that can be made, even when you think you have someone. And next year at this time, it will be very interesting to see what the Steelers do when they have an opportunity in the first round.
Yes, exactly. And you can mark down the Colts as a very likely competitor for quarterbacks.
Right.
And, a team that will be drafting higher, at least before trades start.
That's right. Redo.
Right?
Yeah, so, they have to be disappointed with how that's turned out. Although I will say this, at $14 million for 1 year, Daniel Jones may be a bargain.
I mean, respectable.
I do too. I think he has some good football in him. There's a lot of bad football too, so they have to extract that and you know emphasize the positive part of that. But I think he's, for a backup and now a starter, you know, he's not the ideal starter, but he was a good guy to add to their rotation. He had an offer from Minnesota apparently too, or at least wanted more or something out of them.
I'd be curious about him in a different system. I like Shane Steichen, by the way. He has outcoached Tomlin and company brutally in how many games? Two or three? The last 2 years,
they've
hammered them.
Yeah.
Right?
Those games have been there.
Offensively?
Right.
Am I right about that, Limits?
Yeah. Last year for specifically, yes.
Well, no, the year before was the infamous...
punting at the 38-yard line?
Punting at the 38-yard line. That's exactly right, oh, Limitless Wonder. It's been... he's put 57 points on Tomlin's defenses the last 2 years with, let's see if we can name them, Anthony Richardson, Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco's a big part of it.
And who quarterbacked them the year before? Limits? Wrong.
Philip Rivers.
Wrong. Gardner Minshew.
Minshew's been everywhere. You can use that answer for just about every question about quarterback play.
Could have been Matt Ryan, too.
Could have been Matt Ryan. They've gone through. See, ever since Andrew Luck has decided to go and retire, look what they've gone through.
Yeah.
This is the danger.
These people
searching for a quarterback
have the nerve, starting with the head coach, to talk about doing historic things on defense when all you have to do is look up about 25 games ago, Gardner blanking Minshew went 18 for 28 for 215, three touchdowns, no picks, and 123 rating in a 30-13 victory over the Steelers. But now we're going to be one of the greatest defenses of all time? Really? They have to face Minshew this year, Bob?
Probably somewhere along the line.
That Colts offense put up 372 yards on the Steelers that day. Who were the two quarterbacks who played for the Steelers that day, Bob? Wrong.
Last year?
2 years ago.
Trubisky?
Yep.
And Pickett?
Wrong.
No, Trubisky and who
else?
Mason Rudolph went 2 for 3 that day. Little did we know he would appear in the lineup the very next week and start tearing people up, and Trubisky was horrific.
Yeah, Trubisky was bad right from the beginning. I remember that game.
Just horrific. Najee, who some
Where is he? Is he still the backup to Josh Allen these days, or is he...
Who?
Trubisky.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Is he hanging on to that job?
There was no doubt about it.
Or is he secure in his position?
I think he is. I don't even know who the third string guy is. Guess what Najee did that day on 12 carries, Bob?
16 yards.
Was it 21 yards?
12 carries for 33 yards, a 2.75 average. Boy, that happened a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, and you know that's the one thing they want to evolve and get more from Caleb Johnson. They think he can do that. You know, he has the ability inside, but he also has the breakaway ability. And we saw a little bit of that. Caleb Johnson.
Do you think so?
I do.
I wonder a lot about the breakaway. But are you talking like 60-yard, 70-yard, 80-yard capability?
I
wonder
about
that.
Based on what happened in Iowa, he's done that a few times. I think he can do that. He showed some quickness to the outside the other night against Tampa Bay.
A little bit. He also got caught when he was trying to break it outside.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He hesitates a lot at the line of scrimmage. He's looking sometimes to pick those spots and waiting. Sometimes patience is good. Sometimes it isn't when those guys are closing in on you.
Who was the Steelers' leading wide receiver in terms of catches and yards on that fateful day in Indy 2 years ago? Limits?
Pat Fryer.
Wrong.
Move.
Receiver. Oh. I'm sorry, wide receiver.
Calvin Austin.
Wrong.
Limits? I'm going to say one of these wide receivers that have passed through that nobody knew about. Were we talking about last year or two years ago?
Two years ago.
We're still talking about
the same
game.
Van Jefferson.
No.
He wasn't. Was he there?
Wrong.
No.
Deontay Johnson.
Oh. No. Oh, wow, we didn't think of that.
Four receptions for 62 yards, including a touchdown that day, Bob.
How many drops? Any drops?
What a horrible, horrible embarrassment. Was that what was worse, that or last year's game in Indy? Would you like to hear about that game, Bob? Not really, huh?
No, because it was the same outcome and similar kind of destruction.
Anthony Richardson, that's the thing that never gets talked about from this game. He only was in the game for like 30 seconds.
He got banged up.
Yeah, he was 3 for 4 for 71 yards, including a 32-yard pass, and he ran 3 times for 24 yards.
And everyone thought he's out of the game, and oh my, that's good for the Steelers. Joe Flacco comes in.
Yeah, you know what he did? 16 of 28, 168, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 105.9 rating. And we're talking about this defense. This defense, with some changes, as historically great. The delusion just never ends. I mean, it's incredible. And I feel for the fans. I really do. I feel for people listening to this show. Just that people can put out quotes like that and feel like they're empowered to do it. Like there has been no recent past of things like Joe Flacco and Gardner Minshew dicing up this team like they were Joe Montana and Patrick Mahomes. It's embarrassing, Bob.
Yeah, and it's happened way too much. Now they have 5 new starters coming in this defense, but again, they haven't played together at all in any of these preseason games, so I'm hesitant to think they're going to come out right off the bat and be on the same page. Last year's problem was communication, which has led to changes, and they brought in a whole bunch of new people, and I think communication is very important, which is why I would love to have seen them a little bit in one of these games. Just to get that out there.
Limits, if you can name Indy's leading receiver from that game. I'm talking anybody who caught the ball.
Mo Alley-Cox.
Wrong.
Michael Pittman.
I was going to say I would take you and Donnie to a steak dinner again.
It's good you didn't
hit
that.
No, I'm going to give you one more shot.
Oh.
One more shot. Four. If you name it for him, you'll get it. You'll win him the prize too, Bob.
What about me?
3.
Paris Campbell.
2. 1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I don't remember.
Josh Downs.
Okay.
8 receptions, 82 yards. Wonder who was covering him, Bob.
I don't know. I think Pittman was, Porter was on Pittman, wasn't he, most of the time?
Can you name for me the Steelers' leading rusher from that day, Limits? I'll take you at least to McDonald's.
Najee Harris?
No,
my God. No, he had another great game in Indy. 13 carries for 19 yards.
There are
people out there who think that Najee's going to be hard to replace. Every time I mention a game, it's what I say last time, 12 for 35. This time, 13 for 19 with a long of 5. How can you go into an NFL game against that defense and have a long carry. You carry the ball 13 times, and your long is 5? And guess who outshone him that day, Bob, with a spectacular game at Indy? You remember that.
Jaylen Warren?
Wrong.
Who, in the run game department?
Yes. Limits?
That was Patterson.
Yes, it was.
Cordero.
On the exact same running plays, Cordarrelle Patterson looked like Jim Brown. He had 6 carries for 43 yards.
And a good fourth quarter.
Yes, he did. Justin Fields was great that day, Bob.
That's the one I referred to yesterday when you said, because he came back in the second half, specifically in the second half, and they were
He was unbelievable.
And he put some money in his pocket that day, I thought. Because he was on target, down the field, and
for
Indianapolis
yards.
Knew that he had to throw the ball, and they couldn't stop him.
Yeah, he made some great plays. The problem with him is it's intermittent.
It is intermittent. You could say the same for Daniel Jones or any of these guys, but I think it's in there, and that's why I still hold out hope, and that's why I wanted him to, have one more chance here this year. Full bore, see what you got. If he's not your franchise quarterback, then you know it, and you move on.
You know who the Bills are counting on this year, Bob? Wrong. Larry Ogunjobi.
Yeah, I don't know. He'll be in there for 33% of the plays, maybe, and he'll make a play.
He wasn't even there for that much. He's been suspended for 6 games.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. He was. But, I mean, when he's in there, he made a play once in a while, but then you wouldn't see him for long stretches.
He blamed it on a tainted supplement, Bob. You believe him?
I think sometimes we all have tainted supplements, yes.
Do we? Limits, you believing Larry Ogunjobi there? Tainted supplement? That do his problem?
Really know if he should get the benefit of the doubt. He's been hurt so much, you'd think he'd know what's in the things he's taken.
All right. Sunny today with a high of Benny Cunningham, 89. Great weather for Bob's bobblehead to bobble. And you can see it on our YouTube channel. You got to tune in today. Just go to 93.7thefan.com, or I think you could obviously Google us on YouTube, no?
You can, yes.
Why wouldn't you be able to do that? And then go to YouTube search, right, Limits?
Can do it. 93.7 The Fan. Look us up.
And Bob's bobblehead is the guest of honor today. That's how we open the show, and it's permanently in between us on video today, Bob.
You elevated it just beautifully right above the Bowser sign.
A couple of people in the office have mentioned that you look like Jury Rand. The Wild Things didn't accidentally use a picture of Jury as a model, did they?
Jory's a handsome guy, so if they did and they threw a little in there, that's okay.
it looks great. It really does. You have the Bill Cowher teeth whitener going in your bobblehead.
I don't have that. I'm glad they took that and made it as white as they can make it.
So good. And by the way, the doors open at 6 o'clock Saturday night. The parking lot opens at 3.
There's going to be tailgating. There is a lot down there, so I look forward to seeing a lot of people down there.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.